every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you again. Got the general manager's meetings going on right now in Las Vegas, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Obviously, the awards, MVP voting going, or final decisions, you'll hear after the show, unfortunately. But anyways, we'll talk about that type of stuff. A couple of management hirings, coaching hirings, things like that, and curtain call questions on tonight's episode. So great to be back with you for another week. Hopefully you had a dirty week wherever you are out there in the listening world. And as a player, a parent, a coach, fan, whatever else, you know, and obviously to all our servicemen and women around the world, as always, can't thank you enough for doing what you do every day. So Nolan, myself, and the rest of the Dirtbags can do what we do every day, and that's be a part of baseball in some way, shape, or form. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing it every day. It means so much to us, and obviously Remembrance Day up here in Canada yesterday, and Veterans Day for all of the American listeners yesterday. So big time of year, and needs to be acknowledged for sure. And thanks is never enough. There's no question about it. So like I said, we're excited to be back again with this week. Obviously, there's always a lot of talk and speculation at this time of year, and they're trying to get the bus moving, if you want to use that terminology, and get going into the winter meetings for next month. But, you know, get people fired up, get fans fired up. We'll talk realistically about some teams and some teams that we don't maybe necessarily always talk about, but it doesn't mean we don't think of them and appreciate them, and we'll give our thoughts and opinions as we go through the off season week to week on all of them. And we appreciate you sending in the curtain call questions from all of you dirtbags on all the teams that you support. And like to hear our thoughts and opinions on what your teams might do in the off season. So that's huge. So keep sending those in to us every time. Again, as you know, if you have personal questions about your baseball journey, don't hesitate to reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll definitely get back to you, in touch with you, and that's what it's all about. It's being a dirtbag on the field, off the field, day in, day out. Rolling it up, getting after it, and getting dirty every single day. And that's really what it comes down to. And nothing should ever change. So settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us. So we're going to be right back here after the break.
Nugget bells, nugget bells, nuggets all the way.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing them when we cut down the Christmas tree.
We will pack the car with gifts, and of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're gonna leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action, and together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to start tonight's show off?
Yeah, so we'll start out with the awards, obviously, kind of before we get into most of the free agency talk that, or lack thereof free agency talk and trade talk that's been going on at the GM meeting so far this week. So obviously, right now, we're in the middle of the awards season. So tonight is obviously the Cy Young Award winners. We're probably going to be a little bit too far ahead of that to announce the official winners. I mean, right now, I'm sticking with kind of what we said in last week's episode, barring something drastic happening. But obviously, we've had rookies of the year. We've had managers of the year. Tomorrow will be the MVPs. So tonight, like I said, we'll get into it with the managers of the year. Obviously, they're the same as last year. Pat Murphy, I don't really have any complaints about that one too much. Last week, obviously, I predicted Tito would win it. Personally, I thought that he probably should have been the choice. I mean, I got nothing against Pat Murphy. Obviously, he did a fantastic job. Had the best record in the National League in the regular season is what I'm trying to say. Gosh. I mean, he does an excellent job across the board, especially when you're looking at it, what their salary, I think, was about $122 million or something like that this year. Made the most out of all the kids that were called up. Obviously, they had third and fourth finishes for Rookie of the Year. Milk and Christian Yelich for what he's got left, obviously, and his veteran leadership. I mean, obviously, Pat Murphy gave him a huge shout-out during the season as well. Well, I mean, Pat Murphy just does a fantastic job managing that lineup. And then obviously on the American League side, you get Stephen Vogt winning in again this year. I don't agree with that. I don't understand what the standards are for manager of the year on that side. Like, and I mean, I don't know if the writers just flat out hate Canada or what the deal is. Obviously, we're going to get into this a little bit, Kirk, because we feel like Toronto got snubbed across the board on a lot of things. Obviously, Ty France wins a gold glove, but Ty France wasn't playing for half of the season once he was acquired by the Toronto Blue Jays. He won that award as a Minnesota Twin.
Yeah, no question about it. There's certainly been a lot of discrepancy on our part, and not as Jays fans necessarily or whatever, just as baseball fans. You sit there and you look at an Ernie Clement, for one, up for third base plus utility, and he ends up getting the defensive, like, what, Bible player of the year or whatever and stuff. Like, we're talking about it, Dirtbags, and just saying, you know, like, look, there's one where for awards like that, the players, you've got the data, especially on Gold Glove. You've got the actual data. So if you're pulling off the best defensive run saved at your position, that means that you're doing something pretty darn good. Gold Glove quality. So to get completely eliminated the Blue Jays across the board.
Between Jimenez and Vladdy. You're what? Like, I don't understand what the
criteria.
Yeah. Like, quite simply put, that one honestly got us a little bit fired up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at it and you look at the numbers and they're all first or second. Alejandro Kirk as well, right in there, right? Like, so it didn't make a lot of sense, but staying on the manager and stuff like that. Yes, Stephen Vogt, nothing against. You made the comeback. Everybody knows about that type of stuff. But when you look at John Schneider as well, May 28th, he was 8 games behind the Yankees. He came back with that team, navigated, had the same injuries as every team experiences throughout a season and stuff like that. Brought up some young guys, made them better. You know, not just him, but you know what I'm saying, dirtbags. And I don't know. To me, it should have been John Schneider. There's no question about it. Again, no disrespect to Stephen Vogt, but you look at it and you could sit there and make the argument because Boone got hammered with the Yankees losing an 8-game lead. You could do the same thing with AJ Hinch and the Detroit Tigers. They just disappeared. They dominated the first half and they disappeared. So they were as much of a negative result to themselves and AJ Hinch being manager of the year as Stephen Vogt was with improving it. And the rest of the AL Central, it wasn't like Kansas City fell off this year. They didn't have the same season. It wasn't like there was other teams pushing them.
No. No, certainly not. And like you said, like you're looking at it, the AL East is the AL East. Like that's plain and simple. That's a gauntlet of a division. Obviously, you look at it, Toronto's success in Tampa Bay over the past 25 years has been abysmal. Absolutely abysmal. He goes down there, takes care of business there. Baltimore, yes, obviously everybody knows Baltimore had a bad year. Baltimore's still a good team on paper.
For sure, you still got to beat them.
Yeah, you got the Boston Red Sox, you got the New York Yankees. Both of those are powerhouses. They're willing to spend the money, and both of them are playoff teams this year. So you're telling me that John Schneider, whose team finished first place in the American League, should not be winner of the American League MVP or American League Manager of the Year? I'm sorry, that is just complete and utter nonsense to me.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're looking at it in the same value as a Pat Murphy, right? Now, I mean, you hear all these great comments about Pat Murphy over and above what we already know about him. You know, just a great communicator, great relations, knows when to joke with the guys, knows when to be serious with them.
Yeah.
Has those ongoing conversations. And that's what all being a part of Manager of the Year gets you or has a potential to get you and stuff. And we're not saying Stephen Vogt didn't do that or has that. It just... something just does not make sense with that one for me at all.
And here's another thing, right? And obviously we're kind of digging in deep into this now at this point in time. So Stephen Vogt wins it in the, American League, right? What's his team do? He comes back from what, 11 games or whatever it was to end up winning that division. Yes, absolutely. That's incredible. Okay. So why does Tito Francona not win it? Yeah. Terry did the same thing in the National League side. So how does Pat Murphy get it? Vice versa. How does Pat Murphy get it for having the best record on the National League and John Schneider has the best record on the American League and he doesn't get it? Right? Like, this is the type of stuff that I'd love to sit down with them and just say, hey, do you guys hate Canada? Like, is it something about the Toronto air that just pisses you guys off? Like, because I really don't understand what the criteria is. Anyways, we'll jump over to the rookies of the year. We've gotten pretty heated up about that now. Nick Kurtz runs away with the American League Rookie of the Year. No complaints there.
No complaints.
No one can bat an eye. That guy had a fantastic season. Like, he's obviously a cornerstone for the Athletics going forward. Hopefully by the time they get to Vegas, he's still in an Athletics uniform. Can't imagine him not being there. And then obviously National League side, you get Drake Baldwin. A little bit of a surprise there. Not going to lie. I had Cade Horton. I thought that he did a fantastic job of stepping up, filling big shoes in that Chicago Cubs rotation. I mean, I got no problem with Baldwin winning it on the National League side. Obviously, he's a catcher. I don't know if he's going to be the catcher of the future for the Atlanta Braves. But, I mean, based on what we saw this year, the dude came up and he earned a spot on that team.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have a problem with him winning that one at all. You know, I think our hesitancy was Horton did so well in the second half when he came up and filled in for, you know, the missing pieces that were in the Chicago rotation, stuff like that. went above and beyond, basically, in having results. Baldwin obviously started off fantastic, not as strong the second half. Again, that's what a rookie goes through and stuff like that. So I think there was maybe a little bit of hesitancy on there on would he win it or not. But again, you're not gonna go against that one. I'm totally fine with the rookies of the year for sure. There's no question. It'll be interesting. Like you said at the top of the show, I don't think Cy Young's tonight when they get announced. I think they're going to fall exactly in the lineup where you see most of the promoting of it, right? Going to be Scubel, Crochet, Brown. Sanchez will end up second.
You think Sanchez over Yamamoto?
I think so. I think because it came in before the season was done, right?
No, I get it. Regardless, though, it's one of those ones where I think both of us have Skeens at one and then kind of a flip of the coin at two. Like, yeah. Sanchez had a fantastic year. So. I got no problem with him being the number two over Yamamoto. Yeah. I'm just thinking in terms of the body of work that Yamamoto actually put together this year.
Well, I think moving forward, 2026, Skeens got his eyes opened in the playoffs. I mean, yeah, Skeens is going to still have results in Pittsburgh and stuff like that, but now he's got Yamamoto. I mean, if he can go ahead and move forward on that kind of confidence and that kind of pitchability, it's going to be a juggernaut of a race in the National League moving forward. There's no question. I mean, it's just how the Dodgers use him moving forward and based on the health. And again, they've got that depth, right? Where Pittsburgh doesn't have that depth of rotation. So Skeens has just got to stay healthy and roll out there. And he's going to have a big load because obviously you got the WBC coming up in March. He's going to pitch heavy in there, even though restrictions, but still heavy whatever and that. And we've seen it in the past where it leads to, right? Go back to Stroman. So We're going to be right back here after the break, and we'll keep talking.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And obviously, I was just talking about Marcus Stroman, what was that, 2016 or whatever it was when he was with the Jays and ended up throwing real well in the WBC that year, but then had a catastrophic year with the Blue Jays or whatever in that because he blew it out too early in the year. So, I mean, Skeens could have that happen. As well-conditioned, as routine and oriented, and obviously DeRosa is going to have hard restrictions to some degree, but at the end of the day, it's the World Baseball Classic. Last time you lost to Japan, this time you definitely want to win, right? So Yamamoto, he's going to be right there with him neck and neck. I think we saw the real Yamamoto in the playoffs. There's no question about it. So, but I know, Nolan, you wanted to talk about Paul Skeens because something just popped up there today.
Yeah, so obviously, I don't even know how they got this quote from a teammate. And it was an anonymous teammate saying, oh, yeah, he talks about the Yankees. He loves the Yankees. He wants to be a Yankee. Yada, yada, yada. Ben Charrington obviously comes forward afterwards, and he's like, yeah, he's a Pirate in 26. Does that mean he's a Pirate as of January 1st, 2026, traded to the New York Yankees January 2nd? I don't know, because like realistically speaking, if you're the Yankees, right, and I hear that, obviously teams are going to call about Paul Skeens. Let's call it what it is. Paul Skeens is Paul Skeens. If I'm the Yankees, right, and supposedly he wants to go there, if Ben Charrington is willing to do a deal, I don't even know what a trade package looks like. Like Spencer Jones, Luis Hill, Adam Warren, like You got to trade a couple of major leaguers.
Probably have to give the Schlittler kid back.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're willing to do that as good as Paul Skeens is. I mean, the bottom line is that trade is every bit as probably insurmountable as Tarek Skubal would be with the Detroit Tigers. I realize Skubal is down to his last year, but at the end of the day, he's going to be back-to-back Cy Young. Yeah. Everybody knows he's a horse.
Well,
he's the guy you build a rotation.
If you're trading Skubal, and I get that Crochet had a couple of years left on his contract with Chicago White Sox at the time, but like if I'm Detroit, that's the package that I'm asking for. Like I ain't trading Tarek Skubal for pennies on the dollar just because he's got a year left. Like I'm sitting there saying, okay, you boys are still giving me the farm.
Yeah, and that's the reality of it is you have to give the farm. Those players are just, I mean, yes, you can say, hey, we've seen it in the past, and I can't pull a name out right off the top of my hat or whatever and that, but, and I probably can't because I can't even imagine what that trade does. I don't care about, oh, people are picking up the phone and talking to Detroit or going to be now maybe talking to Pittsburgh. You know, what is that? You got at least half the league. You know, the whole league wants him, but at least half the league or more can't even pick up the phone and have that conversation.
No, because even if you do, I mean, you look at the past couple of years where obviously Juan Soto gets traded to the Yankees, right? Like I'm excluding the whole Padres trade from Washington down there, right? Because obviously that happened. And then, yeah, next year he goes over to New York as a free agent, like his walk year, right? Ends up joining the Mets the year afterwards. Kyle Tucker this year, for example, right? Kyle Tucker joins the Cubs, doesn't get signed. If I'm one of these teams that's trading for him, realistically, I'm going in there saying, okay, I want to trade and sign. I don't know if Skubal's going to accept that or not, but at the same time, I'm demanding you're paying me what he's worth right now.
Yeah.
Like if I'm the Tigers, Pirates, I'm not even going to get into that one because Charrington basically shut it down, right? So I'm not going to dive into that hypothetical. It doesn't sound like he'll be traded. Skubal, though, there's a very realistic possibility that he could be traded. If I'm the Tigers, though, like who else do you have to pay right now as a Detroit Tiger? You're not paying anybody else. Like I get you got Javi Baez on salary for a few more years. You got Riley Green. He'll be coming up. You'll want to get a deal done with him. Spencer Torkelson. I don't know if they're as inclined to get a deal done with Spencer Torkelson, but I mean, he came into his own this year.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I don't think they're ready yet to commit to any long-term thing with him. He needs to have another good year, run it back again, get him into the playoffs again and stuff like that and show that there's some proof there or whatever. Is he going to get that $300 to $400 million contract? I don't know if he ever gets that or not. I'm not saying he can't.
Who, Torkelson?
Yeah.
He won't sniff that.
I can't see that.
Not happening. As a first baseman.
Absolutely. So I know where you're going with this, Noel, and you're going on the fact of, come on, Detroit, smarten up. Don't be looking at trade
now. No. I mean, absolutely not. You want to get fans going to the games. How do you do that? You put out a productive team, and obviously they were a productive team this year. You put a Cy Young. Call it what it is. You put out a two-time Cy Young on the mound. You're at least going to get 25, 30,000 fans showing up to a random Thursday game in the middle of the summer just to watch Scooble pitch.
And I was going to say, I mean, I realize you're getting 30 to 35 starts, games in a total season instead of 162, but you're making that contract before you even pay him.
Oh, 100%.
It's one of those deals like we always talk about, right?
100%.
All you're doing is just paying the guy back for what he does. And if that brings fans in, sells us extra jerseys, extra this, extra that, and you're making money at the end of the day and getting to the playoffs routinely, come on. It's a wash. Get it done.
Well, and you think about what the Detroit Tigers were from, what was it, 2010? I think 2010 to 2015?
Absolutely.
When they ran out. Rick Porcello was their worst one, and at that time, he was still a very good number, probably two or three.
Yep.
Like, you go, Rick Porcello was their worst. Anibal Sanchez was their second worst. He was number two at that time.
Yep.
You get Mad Max, obviously Doug Fister, Justin Verlander, Drew Smyly, I guess, at the back end of that. And it was like, man, they ran out five number ones or twos. That team was predicated upon great starting pitchers that could pitch in the cold weather. Tarik Skubal has proven that he can pitch in the cold weather, dominate in the cold weather. That guy is a legitimate $300-plus million starting pitcher. Detroit, you have the money. You have the backings. You can very easily find a way how to pay that guy. You get a deal done with him this offseason so we don't have to talk about him getting traded.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. There's no question. I'm sure all you Detroit Tiger fans probably wish Nolan and I were upper management right now, or the Illich family or whatever, and that we want these guys because they pay them. And it's not a matter of just throwing out money. We're not throwing it out lightly. We're just throwing it out, and as all of you smart baseball people out there can recognize, whether you're a Tigers fan or not a Tigers fan, there's certain players that you go ahead and you do it.
Well, you can bet your butt that Mike Illich, RIP, would figure out a way how to get a deal done.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm a Detroit Red Wings fan. Chris Illich, you're a joke of an owner right now. Like, you should not even have allowed this to happen. You should have had a deal done in place, boom, signed, done after last year, or at least halfway through this year.
Well, like they say, right? The longer you wait, the more you pay.
Yep.
It's that simple. It's not like it gets cheaper.
Free agent. Nope.
We're not in the 2000s, the 1990s, the 1980s, where they get injured. Oh, well, we got you now. We got you. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yep.
It doesn't work that way. If you're the elite of the elite, you get paid because you deserve to get paid. Simple as that. You deserve to get paid. And you've got to look at what it did with the Blue Jays and stuff like that when they finally got Vladimir Guerrero signed. That's what people were waiting on. Now all we hear up here is people want to come to Toronto. Well, we'll see. We'll see over the next few years or whatever and that what that looks like. You know, it's certainly trending in the right way, but it also let the team around him relax and go to work and go, oh, wow, ownership, management is serious about this. The talk is done. Now we got to back it up ourselves. And so you just see that type of stuff. It happens. And there's certain players that it works for. You know, we're hard on Juan Soto and stuff like that because not because we don't like him, but we haven't seen a championship around him. We've seen great teams around him. We've seen great results by him. Back-to-back either runner-up or third-place finishes in the MVP voting for him. Like, the guy can do it, but, and again, I realize he's not management. He's not by himself. He also has to have management go ahead and build a team around him as well. And maybe that'll happen with the New York Mets. That'll be wait to see. I assume they're going to be very aggressive this offseason. By all accounts right now, the reporting is certainly David Stearns is, you know what? Hey, you got to go out and get me a team. We got to be able to compete against the Phillies first. And what a great opportunity right now with Philly in the situation they're in, right?
Yep.
They've got three big horses to, how do you decide? Everybody wants them back in the simplicity of it, but Realmuto, still very good, but not excellent anymore.
I don't even know if I'd go very good anymore at this point.
I still think so on the defense and what he does for the pitching staff and stuff like that.
Solid.
Knowing the league, right?
Yeah.
So I go very good with him for sure. Schwarber is Schwarber and stuff like that. But they got big decisions to make. So now's your chance, New York. Atlanta's not going away. Acuna now has, let's be honest, I mean, they had injuries the last 2 years. Significant injuries up and down their lineup.
They didn't have a healthy
starting season.
They didn't have a healthy starting pitcher past May 15th, I think it was.
Yeah. So they're not going to get, even if they're the same, they're not going to get any worse.
Yeah.
Washington Nationals, I want to talk about them in the next section because there's curtain call questions coming in and stuff like that. But just to be real quick, we've touched on it before already, Norlin, and look how good and young they are. And they've got more pieces coming up.
I don't know if I can say good after how they finished.
Yeah.
They were promising with Davey. I don't know what happened in the second half of the year.
I get that, but still.
Hey, I'm with you. I think that team has a good future. Like, they got the pieces in place to at least make a play for a couple of free agents this year.
Yeah, and that's my point. They're not going to get worse.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. But I just don't have an explanation for what happened down the stretch. You got to assume James Woods, CJ Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, all those boys, especially Dylan Cruz. Dylan Cruz has to prove himself.
Yep.
This year, he struggled a little bit once he got his first taste in the big leagues. But no, I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. They're not going away.
No, that young kid in center field, he looks great. You know, it's just, my whole point is they got to get after it. There's no question. So we're going to be right back here after the break to answer the curtain call questions.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts. And, of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. Thank you for sending them in to us. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we'll try our very best to get them on a show. And if it's a personal one, as you've got our guarantee, we'll answer you in person. There's no question about that. You got our promise on that. So, Nolan, obviously this week, Colorado Rockies. All kinds of dirtbags out there sending it in. And I think a lot of them, from what I read through, aren't even necessarily just Colorado fans, but want to get our thoughts and opinions. You got Paul DePodesta coming back from NFL back into the baseball world.
Cleveland Browns, a lot of success.
Well,
it's... Same as the Colorado Rockies over the past, 18 years?
Yeah.
And I mean, success.
Obviously, Dirtbags, if you don't really know him or whatever, and now he comes from the Moneyball era with the, Oakland Athletics, when they were the Oakland Athletics, and, you know, working alongside Billy Beane. And in the movie, it was obviously Jonah Hill that kind of characterized his character and stuff. So obviously a data guy, obviously that type of stuff, obviously a lot of evolution. That's 24 years ago now. So where do you even start in Colorado? You're still one of 30 people in that position in all of baseball.
Start out with
there's expectations.
With the elephant in the room. You know what I'm about to say, Mr. What, I think 7-year, $161 million man, Chris Bryant.
I think you just got to wash it.
No,
I think
you
just got to wash it and not even dwell on it, to be honest
with you. That's it. Like, I'd come in and I'd ask ownership, hey, can I just get rid of him?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't want an Anthony Rendon situation.
No, because that's just a lingering contract hanging over your heads. And I get that you have to eat the Chris Bryant contract at this point in time. Unfortunately, it did not work out.
Go home.
For both ways. You just cut bait.
Yeah.
Like, it's plain and simple. You can't even trade him.
Yeah, like, you either want to play for us or you're going home. It's that simple. Yeah. That's exactly right. I can't trade you. There's just not a market for you. No. So you check off Chris Bryant.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's where I'm starting out. Now, obviously, this one got thrown out there, and I don't even know how this possibly could have gotten thrown out there, but Josh Naylor as a fit for the Colorado Rockies. If that has any sort of legs to it, if you're the Colorado Rockies, I would make that happen. I don't know how that rumor even started floating out there or why that was a possible free agent fit, but if that has any sort of legs, sure, I'm trying to get that figured out. All right, but realistic plans like that actually could happen for the Colorado Rockies. Let's be honest, starting pitching. That's obviously the biggest thing that they need. I don't know how you attract free agent starting pitchers. I'm trying to make whatever sort of trades I can with some of my major league guys. Obviously, Charlie Condon, he'll be up in probably a year or two. I'm hoping at some point this year, because obviously he was a stud, I think at Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, is where he's from. They got a couple of good young prospects in the system. Obviously, Ethan Holiday, Condon, drawing a blank on who else they got there a couple of years ago, the big left-handed stick. But either way, they got some pieces in terms of actual players. What you got to do is you got to try and trade your Ezekiel Tovars, your guys that have a little bit of value, try and get back a couple of starting pitchers. Because I don't know how you attract a free agent starting pitcher to go there.
I go even one step before that. You're right on the pitchers. I go back and I look through the Rolodex and I pull every bit of information of any pitcher that came through Colorado and had even above subpar results.
Ubaldo Jimenez?
Anybody and everybody.
Yeah,
and I sit down with them and I don't panic. I don't push any panic buttons. One, I see if they want to become coaches, advisors, somewhere in our system that can help these kids navigate to understand, hey, this is what you got to focus on. ERA isn't one of them.
That's why I think they reached out to Adam Ottavino, because they were in talks with Adam Ottavino about a front office job and everything like that. And obviously, he's a relief pitcher, but he had a lot of success there in Colorado, all things considering.
Yep.
Like, no, I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying. There is a certain a certain way to pitch in Colorado that certain guys figured out.
Yeah.
And they made the absolute most out of what they were in Colorado. Case in point, why I said Ubaldo Jimenez. Obviously, that's more my generation of Colorado Rocky pitchers that were flat out studs. Like Kyle Freeland, obviously, he had success for a majority of his career. Now, over the past couple of years, I think age has caught up with him a little bit. And I mean, unfortunately, he's getting hit around pretty good. But I still look at him as a serviceable pitcher, especially there in Colorado.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Those are the type of guys that you're going to get, right? You know, the Mike Hamptons that had great results went there and blew up. The list can go on or whatever. So you don't necessarily stay clear of those guys, but you use them if they're willing to in the right places, because they're long removed from being in Colorado. So I don't think it's just as much as I hate pitching in Colorado anymore. They've had time to evaluate it, and you know, maybe they're interested in helping that next generation of player navigate that. I focused on this and it was negative impact, negative results. So stay clear of that, and making sure that management understands that as well, right? It really does. We talked about the Blue Jays, and the world talked about the Blue Jays and the cohesiveness of the whole organization as recently as last week. And I think that's what Colorado needs to do. They've got to get that and say, look it, we have to identify and find the right people in player development that are literally going to be all working together. Everybody wants the major league coaching or management. You are so vital in every component at whatever level you are with our club. We're not going to restrict you from going elsewhere if the opportunity comes up, but we want you and for these specific things. There's no question about it. Because, you know, you first thing you go, well, who's going to be a manager in that? Well, I don't think it matters right now. I mean, it does. Obviously, it does. But I don't think it matters who the manager is right now, because it's at least a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 5 year project.
Yeah.
To really get where you want, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to get that manager, what are you going to offer him? 10 years? Right? Great question sent in. We've digested and thought about it too, and we're just scratching the surface of it, because it is a very intriguing job opportunity and job responsibility for Paul DePodesta right now on that. So I'm really interested to see how he does with it and stuff. So let's jump over. American League, team that fell off a little bit this past year or whatever, Kansas City Royals. What do they need to do now to get back? You see Seth Lugo struggle throughout the season.
Well, is second there a pitcher half, out there? Second half. Seth Lugo prior to the extension looked legit still.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They did a nice little thing last week with Salvi Perez. They extend him 2 years, right?
Yeah.
So they're doing some nice things. What on that team? I think their infield looks pretty good. Outfield.
Hands down, their outfield.
Yeah.
And I mean, to be fair, though, if they can replicate, now obviously this is a lot different of, I think, availability for what the Kansas City Royals had back when they won the World Series in 15 there. Like, if they can replicate a bullpen that looked anything like that, all of a sudden we're talking. I don't know if Edwin Diaz is willing to go to Kansas City, nor do I know if Kansas City's willing to shell out $100 million for an Edwin Diaz. But if you can get an Edwin Diaz, you figure out how to get an Edwin Diaz. Like, if you're Kansas City, he's a frontline closer. Do you take a flyer on Ryan Helsley? Sure, but do I know if Ryan Helsley is going to look like New York Mets, or if he's going to look like St. Louis Cardinals 2024 Ryan Helsley? That's worth a pickup. I agree wholeheartedly. I don't know if a Giolito is an interest to them, but a Dustin May, he's a Flyer guy, and I mean, they've made the most out of a lot of Flyers over the past couple of years, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a Dustin May type signing with the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I look at that outfield, get one good solid outfield to go out there. You got Jack Caglione now. He's settled in. He's going to have a real nice set. They got a lot of really nice pieces. I think that middle relief is really super important to them, because, like you said, you've got some guys. Cole Reagan's under normal circumstances, he can give you 6 to 7 innings if he's feeling healthy and really going well, right? But your Michael Walkers, your Seth Lugos, they're sitting around that 5, 5 and a third, 5 and 2 thirds, really, right?
Yeah.
So even if you get a really good middle of that relief core that can really settle in, just like you said, 2015, 2016, where they just hand the ball off and go, hey, we're golden. You kept us here 2-2, 2-1. Let's look at it. You got Bobby Witt. You got Pascutino. You got Salvi. You got Caglianone. You got guys that
Mikhail
now.
Franco.
Yeah, I mean, those guys can leave the yard. They can leave the yard on any pitch, right? So they're in a good position. So if you keep them close and you got a good middle of the relief and that and a good closer, they're going to be right back
there. Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them in on a Duran if he's available.
Yeah, absolutely. So this one just came in, Nolan, Minnesota Twins fans. Obviously, today's reporting of them just signing Grady Sizemore as first base coach with Derek Shelton. Pretty excited by the look of the questions coming in and stuff like that. I'd love to get our thoughts on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see Grady get another crack at coaching. Obviously, it's not managing this time, but I mean, he's coaching in a familiar spot. Obviously, he has a lot of familiarity playing for the Cleveland Indians for majority of his career when they were the Cleveland Indians, now the Guardians. Chicago White Sox, obviously former manager there for a brief period. But, I mean, you're looking at it. That guy knows the AL Central like nothing. And, I mean, he was a very smart base runner, very smart outfielder back in the day. Like, I loved watching Grady Sizemore back in the mid-2000s into the early 2010s when he was, like, peak Grady Sizemore, right? And yeah, he's just a smart player, man. So that's a good signing by Derek Shelton. I really like that move.
Yeah, and you said point two, part of his responsibility will be base running and the outfield coaching. So, I mean, I think that's a great signing. Great hiring by Minnesota. Great for Grady to be back on the field and doing it in that role too and stuff, getting that opportunity because I think he is going to be a good manager at some point in his career and stuff like that if that's where he evolves to. So, no question. We got 2.5 minutes. So, people wanting to know, Yankees fans, any chance of Don Mattingly being a Yankee?
I mean, we've hypothetically talked about it for, the better part of 2 years. And as much as I think Donnie Baseball would love the idea of it, I really don't know what his baseball future holds. Like, I hope, obviously, he comes back. I hope the New York Yankees would be willing to take a flyer on him. I don't know if he joins a front office role. Like, that's it. I don't know if his heart's still in the managing. Because I'm looking at it, in the past couple of years, I don't have an explanation for why he wasn't hired as a manager on some of these job openings that have been out there. Like, there was 8 this offseason, and for him not to even get a call or anything like that, that kind of took me aback. Like, okay, maybe he's not into managing baseball anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. And they're in that trend of going young again and letting them grow, right? It could all come back to that CBA that we're talking about. Maybe teams are looking at it that way, right? Let's just go ahead and get young guys. I mean, older guys, they want to win now, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I have heard of that. Yankees fans, you've got competition out there potentially in that. I've heard Mr. Dombrowski with Philadelphia could have interest in Donnie Baseball being there. And again, that's a team that I could see him looking at. You know, not that he's not going to look at the Yankees or whatever now, but I think that bench and that coaching staff, that's all pretty much there. It's secure. And you know what? Saddle in beside Robbie Thompson in Philadelphia. Hey, let me see who you get signed up for the rest of the season, Philadelphia. And hey, we'll explore it and see.
Well, we got about 35 seconds left. Let me pose this question for you, Kirk. Donnie Baseball goes back to New York Yankees. They end up firing Boone halfway through the year. Donnie Baseball takes over as manager and just completely flops. What happens to his image as a New York Yankee?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of my point. Like, he's royalty in New York.
Yep, I agree with that, and easy to stay that way or whatever in that. So this is the way we're going to try to trend the most of the offseason, so send those questions in to us, dirtbags and stuff like that, from your favorite teams, and we're going to cover off all the teams as we go through the season. So we'll be right back here after the break with Nolan's Final Thought.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book. With a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give them your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for this week is apparently you're not supposed to bet on certain pitches being thrown in baseball because that's illegal. Emmanuel Clase, the ringleader for baseball, lured in Mr. Ortiz, according to Ortiz. Obviously, both of them got arrested over the past week. Ortiz, at least, it sounds like, was a lot more willing to cooperate with authorities and everything like that. But, I mean, yeah, obviously, the Emmanuel Clase A stuff. You're like, you're just a complete fool. Like, you're making four, I guess it was about $4 million bucks a year. He was the five-year, $20 million deal. He was in year four of it this year. And yeah, you hear that going on. You're like, dude, you were making enough money that $11,000 bets and stuff like that aren't going to change your world in any way, shape, or form. That's a little bit of extra walking around money for you to take a cut on an $11,000 bet placed by somebody that you said, hey, I'm going to throw one in the dirt.
Yeah, you got AL reliever of the year, what, 2024? You could have possibly had it in 25 the way they finished. And even next year, and you could have had $80 million.
Yep.
Like, you know, you've heard us talk about it before, dirtbags. It's, again, that's not being a dirtbag in the way we think of it, what a dirtbag is. That's as far removed, and it cost them. It'll catch you. It'll catch you. So if you're a player, a parent, a fan, a coach, a trainer, we, you know, everybody says it all the time. Use your head. Please use your head and use common sense. It's a game first. Play it. Have fun with it. Love it. Enjoy it. Breathe it. Get upset with it. Frustrated with it. But it's still baseball at the end of the day. And it's a great sport. So just be a part of it. You're never going to be bigger than it. Just be a part of it. That's the bottom line. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the nation. Keep spreading the message for us. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. That's the bottom line. To all those servicemen and women, again, happy Veterans Day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do here every day, and that's baseball. So enjoy your week. Get out there, give everything of yourself, whether it's just training or playing or whatever it is. Being a parent, a fan, use common sense. Use courtesy. Be a dirtbag. Get up, get after it, and get dirty. On the field, off the field. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.